Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to you moms. What would we do without moms, guys? We'd be eating like TV dinners, beanie weenies. Hear these words I think appropriate for this morning. Psalm 31, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all, ladies. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. We are thankful for you this morning, ladies. Let's invite the Holy Spirit. Would you like the Holy Spirit to be here with us this morning?
Amen.
Let's invite him. You'll pray with me. Father, we love you. We thank you that you loved us first and you loved us best. We thank you for our moms, for these ladies. Father, thank you for blessing us with them. And what would our households look like without the love of moms? So would you bless them today, God, as you are high and exalted, would you bless the moms? Come, Holy Spirit, and be in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to also welcome our live stream audience that's worshiping at home. If you will rise, if you're able, as we worship together.
His blood has covered my sin, I believe.
we're praying for the rest of you. So. Stay put for just a little bit. You'll be dismissed to Children's Church here shortly.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. My name is Jamie Adams, and this is Miss Cindy Edick. And Jeff asked us to share a little bit. And here's Lauren Berg. Thank you. Jeff asked us to share a little bit about Mother's Day Out this morning. And I have the pleasure of directing that program alongside Lauren and Cindy and six other wonderful teachers. And if you're not familiar with our program, our church opens their door to about 45 kids during the school year. And they're just some kids from our church and others from the community. And every Tuesday and Thursday we meet for several hours, and it gives kids the opportunity to be in a classroom setting during their preschool year, and it gives moms a safe place to bring their kids for a little break. About 7 years, we had moved over here to this side of town, and we were building a house, and I had three young kids. It was a really busy season. I had one in kindergarten and two at home with me, so trying to build a house and take care of those things was kind of a stressful time. So this program was really special to me, and I brought my younger two kids here thinking I just needed a break. But little did I know, the Lord was up to something different, and I needed more than just a break. I needed Jesus. And my son came home from Miss Cindy's class practicing a memory verse he learned in there, and it was Proverbs 3:5. The Lord used that verse and my son to change my life and ultimately led me to my salvation in him. So I feel incredibly blessed to be able to share that with the community as well now. And I believe there is power in his word. Miss Cindy, in our pre-K class every year, she teaches our kids the alphabet, but she does that through scripture memory. So for every letter of the alphabet, they're also learning a scripture verse, which is just huge. They graduate this program with 26 verses in their hearts. So this year, we asked the kids to share their favorite truth or memory verse that they learned with us this year. And we put it together on a little video that we could share with their parents at the end of the year, and that's this coming week. So we wanted to share that with y'all this morning.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Kind words are like honey, enjoyable and helpful.
A joy of the Lord is my strength.
Jesus was me.
Follow me, Jesus said. I will make you fishers of men.
Cookies. I am with Jesus.
Yes, that's me.
Zacchaeus, you come down from going to your house today.
Always be joyful. Never stop praying, being good in all senses.
Be kind, one to another.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Thanks to the Lord, he is good. His love endures forever.
Be kind one to another.
God is love.
God is love.
Whee! My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Jesus loves me.
Unto you, Lord, I lift up my soul.
God is love.
Every good and perfect gift comes from above.
Be guided to one another.
It is for me.
I'm gonna get you!
Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances.
Jesus loves me.
Be kind one to another.
Let all that you do be done in love.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
God is love.
Children, obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
God is love.
God is love.
Jesus loves me.
Pray about everything.
Woo! Get your temper!
Be kind one to another in Ephesians 4:42.
I am a child of God.
I forgot to mention this to the early service, but I didn't know if anyone saw John Ross. He's one of our kids here, John Ross Sims. And when I asked the kids to share their favorite truth or memory verse, and I was going to video them, he said, "I just want to say cookies." And so I had to include the video of him saying cookies before he said that Jesus loves him. So anyway, we're really excited to share that video with the parents this week, along with some really special songs. Miss Cindy took the kids on a journey through the Bible this year. And if you haven't ever heard a group of 4 and 5-year-olds sing "The Old Rugged Cross" and "What a Day That Will Be," it's very powerful. So we would appreciate any prayers for our program and that the Spirit would move through these kids into their families. Thank you so much. And kids...
I just feel led to pray for them and the program. Before we do that, I want to say, you know, all three of my grandkids have gone through this program, and you ladies are awesome. You ladies are awesome. yeah. They videotape. Cindy teaches the alphabet, as Jamie was saying, with scripture, and they have a scripture memorized for the whole alphabet, and it's incredible. And they videotape that, and we've got that for the kids. One of the things before we pray that for the Mother's Day out, the attempt has always been to make it a break-even ministry with the tuition basically paying for the expenses. That's getting harder to do for two reasons. Number one, with salaries going up and expenses going up, we have tried to keep up with all of that. And then also we are scholarshiping three students can't pay, but we want to bless those families that even though they don't have the means to pay. So one of the things, moms, that we are doing in your honor today is we're making a donation to the Mother's Day Out program in your honor. Anyone feels, you feel led to give a specific gift to the Mother's Day Out, please, you can mark your gift for that. If anyone, you know, I just feel kind of led. If you've had a child go through Mother's Day Out, or if you've taught in Mother's Day Out, or a grandchild going through Mother's Day Out, would you rise? I just want to see kind of. Okay, thank you. All right, I want to pray for these ladies and for the ministry. If anybody feels led to come up and put a hand on their shoulder, please come up. This is, guys, this is not our intention of the program, but there's been salvations through the program. People have joined our church through the program because they've seen the love of Christ in this place. Just an incredible blessing to families. Okay, while they're making their way up, let's pray. Father, we're grateful for your love that you can pour out through us and that you do pour out through these ladies. God, I know it's not always easy for them. Children can sometimes be a joy and sometimes be very difficult, be a challenge. But Father, I pray your anointing on these ladies and all the teachers and on this program. I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to reside in there, and that the seeds of your word and the seeds of your love, Jesus, would just continue to permeate these young children as they come through. God, I hear all these children saying, God is love, Jesus loves me, and may they just know that. May I pray for extra patience and stamina for these teachers, and extra love and blessing as well. God, we thank you that you are the giver of joy. You are the giver of hope and love. And so, Lord, may we be vessels of that. May we be your ambassadors as we love on these children. Bless these teachers in Jesus' name. Amen. Children, you can exit to go to Children's Church now. They're stars now. Did you see me on the show? I love it. I love it. Okay, so moms, we want to recognize you again. If you are a mom, or if you have, maybe you're not a mom that officially, but you have mothered someone in a way, like taking that role. That's not a negative thing. It's a good thing. If you have taken that role on, would you stand? Mom, stand up, please. We want to recognize you. All right, stay standing. All right, we're gonna do a little thing here. If you have two or more children, keep standing. Three or more children, keep standing. We're gonna weed y'all out. Four or more children. Five or more. Cindy, you can't win in both services. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just kidding. Six or more. Oh, so we had a tie at five. All right, great. If you have a child that is less than a year old, if you'll rise. Okay, less than 2 years old. Moms and dads, we need to get busy. I'm just saying. We want the membership to grow. How about 3 years old? We got some. How old? 2.5 years old. Okay. If you have a child cooking in the oven, we had two in the early service. Anybody? Anybody that wants to admit it? Okay. Moms, we're grateful. My daughter sent this out yesterday. I'm sure she had a point to this, but the slide. This is a mom versus dad's life. Go ahead. See, the mom has 19 kids piled on top of her, and the dad's like laying back catching some rays. That's pretty accurate. So I want to read this real quick here. I want to read this. Ran across this and this. This is true of my mom and of my children's mom, which happens to be my wife, by the way, if you hadn't followed the logic. A teacher asked a boy this question. Suppose your mother baked a pie and there were seven of you, your parents and five children. What part of the pie would you get? A sixth, replied the boy. I'm afraid you don't know your fractions, said the teacher. Remember, there are seven of you. Yes, teacher, said the boy, but you don't know my mother. Mother would say she didn't want any pie. That's the moms that I know, and many of you fall into that category. We're just blessed by you moms. So how many of you have seen the paper or seen on the news about Anson Methodist, First Methodist Anson? They night before last, they were struck by lightning and burned their sanctuary to the ground, 100-year-old plus sanctuary, the beautiful sanctuary. I love this. This is the body of Christ. I asked Marv this morning if he had heard, were they meeting today? Because, I mean, it burned it down. And he said, yes, they're meeting in the Church of Christ Fellowship Hall. That's the body of Christ. You set denominations aside, you set everything aside, and you just love on Christ's behalf. So we want to lift up the Anson Methodist Church, and we want to be prayerful about them as they move forward. I think from what I heard, they were insured, but it's still, you can't replace a rich building like that. So we want the Lord to bless them. If you would bow your heads with me. Father, you are so good. Even when tragedy strikes, you are there and you are good and you walk with us. Can't imagine navigating this life, this world without you. We thank you, God, for your great love. We thank you for our moms. Now this also, Lord, recognize that this could be a hard day for those who've lost children or lost their mom, especially recently. So, Lord, you are the God of all comfort. And I'm reminded that when we love deeply, we can grieve deeply as well. But you are the God of all comfort. And Jesus, you said to come to you if we're heavy and burdened, and you would give us rest. So, Lord, bless those that may be struggling today. We pray for First Methodist Church, Anson. God, we thank you for the Church of Christ Church in Anson that has come alongside them and loved on your behalf. Father, would your peace fall on First Methodist, the members. I saw a quote in the paper that said, you know, the church is not a building. The church is the people centered on Christ. So, Lord, would you help them to remember that? Would you draw near to them and bless them? And would you make provision for a new church? And would you be glorified in the process? We thank you for our Mother's Day Out program, the children and the teachers and the parents that are blessed by that. Father, in all things, we give you honor and glory because you're worthy. We pray it now in the pray the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power in the glory forever. Amen. Just a reminder, first of all, thank you for your continued financial faithfulness to us and to God and His kingdom. There's giving boxes at both doors. You can also give by texting what's on the screen or get online through our app or website. Thank you again. God bless you.
Yeah.
Well, again, welcome this morning. If you are our guest this morning, we are especially glad that you're here. Hope you feel the love of Christ in this place. Hope you feel His Holy Spirit. There is a card in the seat pocket in front of you that has a blue stripe and it says guest registration. Would love for you to fill that out, and I'd love to meet you at this end of the foyer after the service. Have a free gift for our guests, and would love to get to know you a little bit. Again, next week I'll have the discovery class at 9 o'clock, and it'll be in the church office. If you are newer to the church or just want to learn more about our church, please come. You are all are welcome. Brother Marv, come read the word for us this morning.
What a great privilege it is for us to encounter the Word week after week after week, and especially to do the soaking that we have been doing for the past few weeks in the Beatitudes. I call your attention to Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, as we hear the Word of God. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, He went up on a mountainside and sat down, and His disciples came to Him, and He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecute the Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
If you'll pray with me, please. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray now that you would send your Holy Spirit. We trust that you are already here. You were here waiting for us. You are in us. Holy Spirit, would you speak in power and authority and transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So continuing the sermon series, as Marv mentioned in the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, the sermon series is blessed, and today's message is blessed are the merciful. So first let me start by saying the first 3 weeks, I believe, that we have done this series, Jesus has had His focus on us, the characteristics of us as people in His kingdom. What He would see as important characteristics. Today, He's shifting to how we respond to others. Today's message, blessed are the merciful. So we kind of, sometimes we get that mercy and grace mixed up, and as I did in the first service. Is this on? Yeah. So, but mercy is not receiving something that we deserve. We deserve, you know, if a policeman, Marv gave me this example, or if a policeman stops you for speeding and says, you know, you deserve a ticket, but I'm going to give you a warning instead. I'm not going to give you the ticket that you deserve. That's mercy. Grace, on the other hand, is receiving something that we don't deserve. not mercy, not receiving something that we deserve. There won't be a test on this later, but I just want to separate the two. Grace, receiving something that we don't deserve. And basically, we deserve, Scripture tells us, and God is informing us that we are sinners. We're deserving of death. Our sin is deserving of death, and yet God in His grace took that away from us. We do not suffer the consequences of that. So we're going to dive a little deeper into mercy today. Jesus is saying, blessed are the merciful. So, first point I want us to look at. Mercy assumes there is a miserable situation needing relief. That sounds like a no-brainer, but if everything's right, if everything is going perfect, if everyone's behaving the way they should, then there's no need for mercy, right? But when there is a situation that is in need of relief, that's when mercy kicks in. So, I've tried to give credit to Tony Evans. I've been reading through a book of his where he deals with some of the issues of the Sermon on the Mount. And he has this quote. I love this about mercy. Mercy presupposes that the recipient is not entitled to what he or she is receiving. Don't you love that? If someone was entitled to mercy, they wouldn't need mercy. Yes? If you're out there, somebody, I mean, you're not saying much, but you can just do this. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Jimbo. Mercy presupposes that the recipient is not entitled to what he or she is receiving. So, but if we're truthful, we're fine with giving mercy to the ones that don't need it, yes? But the ones that need it, it's a little more challenging, huh? There's two different reasons that as someone needs mercy. The first is the consequences of our own sin in our life. The things that come from sin in our lives, we all have been there, done that. But just like reckless living, when we know we shouldn't do something, but we go, it'd be okay just this one time. I'll just do it this one time. How many? I know sometimes I've visited and counseled people that things like embezzled from a company. And what do most of the people that would steal from their company, what do they say when they're caught? Well, I hadn't heard that one, Jim. I usually hear, I was going to pay it back. Yes? But I'm just going to go that one side. I mean, I don't normally do that. I'm just going to go to that one side and just take a peek. I was looking in the, it saddened me. I was looking in the paper, actually, this weekend, and they list the different people that have been charged with things, and there was three men just in the last week, this weekend, that were charged with having child pornography on their computer. And that's the those things are consequences of our own sin. Addictions that we have. My daddy always, all right, now don't get on to me about talking about drinking now. Okay, I'm not, if you drink a little bit, I'm not condemning you. But my dad always used to say, well, if you never tried, you know, you're not going to know what you're missing on anything. Anybody else's dad ever say that? No? Okay, just mine. But we have consequences of our own sin generally leads to a place where we are needing mercy. Second thing that can require us to need mercy is unforeseen circumstances in our life. Things that may be kind of a product of the sinfulness of a broken world, but not necessarily our actions of sinfulness. Things like lightning hitting a church and burning it down. That church is needing some mercy. Illness, disease, tragedy, accidents that happened that weren't anyone's fault. They just happened. But still, people need mercy in those situations. So mercy assumes that there's a miserable situation needing relief. Secondly, we are saved by God's love, mercy, and grace. Man, Scripture is full of this. I want to read three of them that is in your handout there. Titus 3:5. Jesus saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us not because we're deserving of it, but just the opposite, because He's merciful. He saves us. Ephesians 2, it's all right here in these two verses. Because of His great love, there's the motive. Because of His great love, God, who is rich in mercy, so you have the motive. His motive is love, and his characteristic is He's merciful. And then the fruit of that is, because of His great love, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, that even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. So we tend, I don't know, maybe I'm just preaching to myself this morning, but I think that we tend to be fine and dandy to give mercy to people that don't need it. But when someone needs mercy in our life, It's tougher. This is not easy stuff, church. It's not easy stuff. Lamentations 3, because of the Lord's great love, there's that motive again, we are not consumed, for His mercies never fail. They are new every morning. Did you know that God was merciful yesterday? And guess what? When we go to sleep tonight and we wake up in the morning, He's still going to be merciful. And the next day, you got brand new mercy coming your way. It never ceases because of His great love for us. We are not consumed. So I don't know about you, but I'll speak of myself. I am in desperate need of God's mercy. Every day. We are saved by God's love, mercy, and grace. Thirdly, God's mercy serves as an example to us. God is trying to teach us. I want to read to you, this is, you know, Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, He's talking about kingdom. How are you, what's the qualities of people in My kingdom? How are they to behave in My kingdom? And He tells this parable. These are the words of Christ, Matthew 18:23. He tells this parable. Therefore, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged. I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him. He began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him. Listen to these similar words. Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. I'm not sure, I told the early service, how you pay debt when you're in prison. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. This is a hard lesson, church. It's hard. This is hard when people have hurt us or hurt those close to us. It's a struggle. I admit it's a struggle for me. You know, this passage, this Sermon on the Mount, this Beatitudes that we've been going over, verse 7 today, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So, I'm just trying to capture what Jesus is saying here. If we are merciful, He will be merciful to us. But we like that part, huh? But you could also flip it. If we are not merciful, He will not show us mercy. That's the way I read it. Whew. Anybody else? Need a deep breath like me? So the question that I think the Lord would have us wrestle with. Now this is hard stuff, church. This is hard stuff. But I think the question He'd have us wrestle with is, who needs to receive our mercy today? It's easy, as I said, it's easy to give mercy to somebody that really doesn't need it. Or they just need a little. I can give a little. I'm talking about deep stuff. Who needs to receive our mercy today? So, I don't know. I think that's the question for us this morning. I really do. I'm going to ask the praise team to come back up. You know, this is something that I hope we can, I think we are, I say this to others and I say this to y'all, I think we are an awesome church. And I don't say that boastfully like we never mess up or we're perfect, because that's not what I think. But I think we've got a bunch of deep and loving people that love Christ and love people on His behalf in our church. I believe that. But one area I'd love to see us grow in is being vulnerable to one another. Just being vulnerable. This altar rails, it's a scary place, huh? Because when you come to the altar, it's like, whoa, I wonder what's going on with Jeff. What's that all about? There's no shame. If you don't come to the altar, I'm not shaming you. It doesn't mean make you less of a believer or any of that kind of stuff. But, man, that's an area I think we can grow in, is vulnerability before the Lord and before one another. So as we sing this song, I just invite you to come. Join me. I'm going to be at the altar. Because I'll be a little vulnerable, a little, poquito. I got some people I need to show mercy to. I'm looking. They're not in here. I'm just kidding. There's nobody in our church. Nobody in our church. I got some people. The Lord's got some work to do on me. You know, as I was praying in the early service, I kid you not, a name came to my mind from 35 years ago. Somebody who did me pretty dirty. 35 years ago. I'll never see this human being again in my life. But his name came to mind, which made me think, Lord, I guess I hadn't forgiven him, have I? I guess I haven't shown him mercy, have I? And let's be courageous. Let's let the Lord deal with us, because this life is hard. Well, as we sing this song, Billy, you can put it on loop if you need to, can't you? You can loop it. We'll do it as long as we need to. So I want to open the altar to you this morning as we sing. Thank you. We have a God who's merciful. He is merciful to us. He wants us to demonstrate that mercy to others. That's good news, church. Go and tell someone. We are dismissed. God bless you. Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus Himself set the example for us by being baptized Himself, and He encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.